This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
Hello and welcome. This is Andy Lawson and I'm back with everything that you need to know from the world of sports. Before the end of the episode this time, we'll look ahead to what's going to be a very busy sporting weekend. We'll look at a record breaker from last weekend and we'll also look at some of the other news making the headlines as well. And we start with that now, including football and the English Premier League. One of the key men who helped Leicester City to beat all the odds and win the title last season, N'Golo Kante, well, he's left to join the 2014-15 winners. Chelsea, the France international, who was part of their squad at Euro 2016, completed a £32 million transfer. That works out at just under €40 million, or just over $40 million US. This coming just a year after he was signed from French football for a fee in pounds of around £5.6 million. Spain's Marc Márquez continued to march on at the top of MotoGP standings, this following a win in Germany on Sunday. Heavy rain looked like it could have played a major factor, and a clever tyre usage by Márquez helped him to victory. He now leads the overall championship by 48 points. And the NFL is coming closer to introducing computer chips in game balls through 2016 in a bid to boost research. This to then look at possible changes to how the game works in as soon as 2017's season. And of course, we couldn't go through an episode of The World at Play without reflecting on somebody who had an incredible weekend, record-breaking weekend. We're looking at golf. History made as Henrik Stenson lifted the claret jug at Royal Troon in Scotland. The 40-year-old now holds the record as the first Scandinavian male to win a major title. It's not the only record that he beat, though, or that he broke, as Stenson held off Phil Mickelson in a thrilling final day's play. Stenson's 20 under par was a record in the Open to par, eclipsing that of 19 under by Tiger Woods at St Andrews in the year 2000. David Toms had previously set the record with a 72-hole score in the early noughties of 265. Stenson's 264, though, that now means he holds that record, and yeah, I think overall it's fair to say he had a good few days. You've also got to feel sorry for Phil Mickelson as well, who's had a tough couple of years, including with this. Luck just not with him. His score of 17 under par would actually have been enough to win 140 of 144 previous Opens. As we look ahead at what is to come, well, the Tour de France is due to finish this weekend. World Match Play darts continues in the English seaside town of Blackpool. The tournament in the early stage has already seen some big names go, including the Dutch legend Raymond van Barneveld. England will look to bounce back from defeat in the first test as they face Pakistan in the second. That starts on Friday. Lewis Hamilton will be looking to overtake Nico Rosberg, who's currently top of the leaderboard. He'll be looking to move to that place as Formula One heads to Budapest for the Hungarian Grand Prix. And sailing, the America's Cup World Series will be taking place at the English city of Portsmouth. Well, that is the latest. My name's Andy Lawson and I'll be back at the same time next week with more from the world of sport.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.